Welcome back to Macklin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A new lawsuit has been filed. Two Capitol police officers are suing Donald Trump personally for the injuries they sustained in the insurrection. I think this is long overdue. As they say in their complaint, they were forced into hand-to-hand combat. Now, Capitol police officers should have the cushiest job in law enforcement. They should. They're walking around guarding the Senate and the House and the Capitol grounds. They're metal detectors. They're people observing from a distance. You know, you look at the White House, for instance, which is not the Capitol, but in the general vicinity, and it looks, hey, I could easily jump over that fence. Well, no, you can't easily jump over that fence. They grab you in a second. There is great protection for the Capitol. These guys undoubtedly think, men and women thought, okay, it's an important job, but, you know, this is not exactly the toughest job in the world. Well, it became the toughest job in the world on January 6th. One man was killed, Brian Sicknick. Another man had his eye poked out. Two others beaten over the head with lead pipes and brain damaged. Another one stabbed with a pole. Several others kicked and beaten. One almost beaten to death until some people gathered around because he said he had kids. Why should he have to do that? Why should he have to say, I have kids, to save his life? He's a police officer. He considered using his firearm, but he said they'd take it away from him and use it on him. And a lot of these police officers had firearms, but there were only a few of them and a huge crowd, and they couldn't stop them all, and they don't really want to shoot American citizens. So they brought suit. And this is a suit that's very important because it's not going to lightly be dismissed. Trump will bring what's called a motion to dismiss. Then he'll bring a motion for summary judgment. He'll try to get it thrown out. He'll try to avoid a deposition. He'll try to say the deposition should be at Mar-a-Lago. He'll try to say the deposition should be on Zoom and, you know, all kinds of things. If they have good lawyers, they are going to hold his feet to the fire. And they're going to point out that he started the insurrection. And you know who's going to be looking at that very carefully is the U.S. Attorney and the Justice Department. Because if a civil jury finds that Trump was responsible for the insurrection in part, that's a valuable piece of information on how a criminal jury would approach this thing if Trump is ultimately indicted for ginning up the insurrection. And Giuliani, who said they should go up and hand-to-hand combat, trial by combat. And Donald Trump Jr. and the whole crowd. They lathered up that crowd. That crowd, first of all, would not have been in Washington, D.C. on January 6th if Trump hadn't sent out save the date, please, and organized it. And when they showed up, he's the one who incited them. Giuliani and Don Trump Jr. somewhat as well. And they went up to the Capitol. He said he'd be with them. And he didn't say what to do in the Capitol. But what do you think they're going to do in the Capitol? A lot of these people had poles. It turns out they had guns and knives as well. But they had poles. They beat cops. They beat them mercilessly, threw them downstairs. That's a felony. That's a felony to do that to a police officer. It's a felony. And they badly injured at least five of them. And two insurrectionists were killed, one shot, by the police who had no choice to protect the members of Congress, and the other one trampled to death, which is a very cold and sad way to go. They just trampled her to death, and whoever's with her said, please stop walking on her, and they trampled her to death. We'll see how that goes, but I think that that is a very favorable development. Another unfavorable development is in Michigan. Michigan is very similar to Wisconsin in many respects. A lot of people in Wisconsin, including myself, have friends in Michigan. A lot of people in Wisconsin have relatives in Michigan and vice versa. But Michigan is up to some skullduggery. Like we started the show in Kentucky, remember, where they ginned up a way to force the Democratic governor to appoint a Republican to a vacancy in the U.S. Senate. We talked about that already. Here's what they've done in Michigan. They've put together a voter suppression bill. A voter suppression bill. It's as bad as Georgia's. This is spreading across the country to deter voting, deter early voting, deter absentee voting, deter voting in Detroit and in Democratic areas. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, is a Democrat. Gonna veto it. She can veto it. But Michigan has an odd and strange law. And it says that if you get 340,000 signatures on a petition, which is not a lot of signatures in Michigan, which is many, many millions of people supporting the bill, the governor doesn't get to veto it. The gerrymandered Republican legislature can ram it through. The gerrymandered Republican Michigan legislature does not represent the will of the people because it's gerrymandered. Just like Voss and the Democrat and the Republicans in this state don't represent the state because they get less than 50% of the vote and they have 2/3 of the seats in the assembly. But Michigan can leverage that even worse. Michigan has a law that says that if we can get only 340,000 people to sign a petition, you know, hardcore Republican Trump base, out of a whole state of many millions, which they easily can do, then it takes away the governor's veto power. Takes away the governor's veto power. And they have then, with a gerrymandered minority, rammed through a bill that prevents people from voting and kicking them out. And remember, the beauty of H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 in the U.S. Senate and House, it's already passed the House. Among other things, it mandates fair maps commissions for all states and federal elections. Absolutely essential to get rid of these people and get rid of these congressional delegations with the right-wing nut jobs they have in there now. But what you're going to see in Michigan, and you're going to see it very imminently, is a very restrictive voter suppression bill, that's going to clamp down hundreds of thousands of Democratic votes unconstitutionally. And they've stripped away the ability of the Democratic governor to veto it, which would then require a 2/3 override, which they don't have. That's got to go to court. That's got to go to federal court. That is not a Democratic government. Our Constitution provides for what's called a Republican form of government. It doesn't mean the Republican Party. It means, you know, you're not going to have a monarch. You can't make the governor the king or the speaker. You have to have an orderly democratic process. It's vague, but if I were a judge, I would say this violates the mandate that a state have a Republican form of government in that historical sense, i.e. a democratically run election that's fair and doesn't, through tricks, try to strip people with a tiny minority of all their rights. Coming to the end of the show, Matt Flynn direct. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman. Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike and Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time. Same place, signing off for today.